Hi all on Blind Cool Tech, this is Donna Slater, and today I wanted to submit a recording I made a few weeks ago when I was chatting to Matt's grandma, a lady called Tizy. Actually, her real name's Elizabeth, but she's been called Tizy for most of her life. Apparently she invented the name for herself when she was very little, and it sort of stuck. Anyway, Tizy, until about 2 years ago, was extremely lively, extremely active, very outgoing, and a very typical grandma figure. She was grandma to lots of people, not just her own grandkids. She was even grandma to me, and she used to stay at our house quite a lot, particularly when Alex was young. If Matt's parents were away on holiday, Tizy would come and stay with us. But she wouldn't just sort of sit and do nothing. She'd take over the kitchen and she'd make meals and she'd bake. She was absolutely wonderful at baking bread and apple pies and all sorts of things. And then unfortunately she had a stroke which left her very weak in one side and has also affected her memory to some degree. I really wish that I had been able to record Tizy as she was up until a couple of years ago. She knew so much about so many things and was so full of information about how they used to do things when she was small. She was just so interesting. It's very hard now to get her to reminisce, and a few weeks ago I was just fortunate enough to be with her when she started talking about the past and about how things were done in the past, mainly because Alex, my son, had had a Victorian day at school and he'd been asking her questions. So I sneakily got out my recorder and recorded what she was saying, because I just felt that I wanted to keep this for posterity, really, as a record of Tizy. I hope you find it interesting. I want to do a podcast about her house at some point in the near future, because it's a really interesting house. It's like a museum. It's full of so many historical items and things, and it's a historical building, really, but I will leave that till a future podcast. For now, I will leave you to listen to my conversation with Tizy, who to me is one very special lady. So, Grandma Tizy was saying that she used to milk cows.
With the arms like this.
I've seen people do that on cartoons.
On cartoons? Well, it was done in real life. It was done in, that's how it was done in real life. You know now they have milking machines?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't then.
So they had to use their hands with buckets.
So they had to use their hands and buckets, yeah. Yeah.
And put them in bottles.
Right, Tizy, how did you cook? What sort of a cooker did you have?
Well, we had the fireside.
Yeah, they did it on the fire. Like, ooh, there was an oven by the side of the fire.
And it still is there, I can see it.
Yes, like this one here.
Also, if you were rich, you can get a big house and a servant.
Tizy, did you have people like helping out on the farm?
Yes.
So, did you have people who would like help your mum and things as well around the house or not?
Well, there was mother and us two children that we grew up and we did it.
Yeah, you had to help then, yeah. But before you were grown up, did you have anyone?
Yes, we used to have a girl.
Yeah, see. Even then, Grandma Tizy had, they lived on a farm and they had a girl who helped out as well. She wasn't classed as a servant. What would you call her? She wasn't, like, she's not a servant. What?
Yes, she was a servant.
A servant, right. Right. So, yeah.
Do you still have a servant?
No, not now.
Because it's not far.
Well, no, but we live in a different time now, and there's lots more things that are automatic, like... Like, you didn't have washing machines, did you? You had to wash all the clothes.
With
yes.
With something. I've forgotten the name, but there was a special dryer that you had.
A mangle?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a mangle, didn't you, Tizey?
Yes,
you
had a mangle.
That's like
you mangled Gilly's fingers in it.
You mangled Gilly's fingers in it? Oh, dear. Oh, I bet that wasn't nice. Do you know what they're like, Alex? They're two big rollers and the clothes get squeezed.
Miss Eric had a video with two stuff on, and then we watched the history hopscotch.
Oh, right.
I don't know what
ball. So were Gilly's fingers, were they a mess?
Well, they had a mark down on them.
Right.
But she was very lucky that...
They didn't break.
The doctor was very good at getting better.
Right.
They thought that there would be no nails on, but there was nails on.
Right.
For a long time, one used to come sore at the end.
Yeah.
If she did anything much.
Yeah. So when you were washing, did you have a big... What did you have? A big tub? A big tub of hot water...
You had to boil the water.
Yeah, fairly hot water. And then what's that thing that you use, that three-legged, a dolly leg thing?
A dolly tub
and a dolly legs, yes.
And you used to use those to, like, swish the claws about, did you?
And then there was...
Just a minute.
There was a bigger one than that. That's just a little one. That's a little posher. And they used to do a lot bigger.
I can't remember
the dolly legs.
Right.
The person who came in was a history expert, and he let us keep some of the history stuff.
She let you keep some of the history stuff? Right.
Yeah.
They had someone come in who brought some of the things, some historical, well, some... older things in.
Oh, yeah.
And she's let them, you know, hang on to some bits and pieces, I think.
And she did something by accident.
What did she do?
He had a gag handle and she lit it, and the side fell on the gas and it exploded.
Oh, a lamp with a gas mantle, you know, a gas man. A lamp that had one of those mantles, a gas lamp thing.
Yeah.
Did you have those?
Yeah.
Or did you have oil lamps?
Well, we had the oil lamps, and then later on, we got the ones with the little mantles. There is one down in the post.
In the post office, in the old post office bit.
There's one in there.
Right.
A Aladdin lamp, they called them.
Ah. Right.
And about the iron, if I can...
And then there was a gas that came.
Hey, if I can get to one of those irons, I might be able to show you what the stone inside looks like.
And they don't always
there
put.
There was the iron that had. There was a charcoal iron, and there was that iron there. It was a little heater in, but that was a lace iron.
A lace iron? What sort of heater does it have in?
But there was a bigger one.
This one has the stone in.
Ah, so you would heat that up on the fire?
Yeah.
Right, so that's like. It's a shaped stone, isn't it? That's shaped like... Right. Shaped like cat of the iron.
I'm putting it in.
Oh, you two, that's enough. Be careful.
Bethany, there's another one down there.
No, put it back
there.
Yes,
there's a big one down there.
What about hot water bottles?
Yes. They were made of metal.
They were made of metal, weren't they?
And she brought one in.
Did she bring one in?
Yeah. There was hot water bottles. There were stone ones.
Listen.
Yeah.
That can hear.
No, not in those shells, Bessie. They're not that good for hearing waves in those ones because they're not open. So you had stone hot water bottles, did you?
Yes, like antique, like cellars and.
Yeah. What would you do? Just heat those up?
Hey?
Just heat them up in. Oh. Did you put hot water in them?
Hot water in them.
Right. Right.
I've got some history science. They had marbles in Victorian times and we still use marbles now.
Oh, we do.
Water bed.
Yeah.
That's there. That's hanging up there.
Was that once a water bottle?
No, that used to warm the bed.
All right.
Don't touch it because it makes marks.
What did she say?
Is that a brass one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It basically brass marks very easily. So don't touch it. Right, so with no electricity, Alex. What about television?
That used to go up and down the bed in that with that.
What, so you'd heat it up and then warm the bed up with
used
it?
To put cinders in.
Oh, right.
And then it used to go up and down the bed.
Right.
Since there was no electricity, they couldn't have a telly.
No, there's no television, was there?
No, there was no telly.
But you wouldn't have had much time to sit down, would you? Because, like, there was always things to do.
Well, we used to sit down and do knitting and sewing and embroidering things.
Boys and girls had to do different things.
Hmm, boys and girls did have to do different things. Boys would do, like...
Some on the side, and girls would do knitting
and
baking.
And then we used to play cards at night and...
Right,
dominoes.
So you play dominoes and things like that.
And I forgot to tell you, they use Dolly Blue.
Dolly Blue, yeah. Well, near us was where the Dolly Blue was made. Isn't it, at Levens, there was a Dolly Blue factory, wasn't there, Tizey, that made the Dolly Blue?
Yes.
The Blue Mills. The blue, you know, and that, the blue mills, and sometimes it would like turn the water blue around it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
I hate to say it, but she said some bits of Dolly Blue are in the is washing up things as they've still got Dolly. A little Dolly Blue in.
Yeah, they do still have a little bit of the stuff that was called Dolly Blue in some of the washing powders, but not to the same extent. And the factory that made it here has closed down. Bethany, what are you doing?
We found
it. We used to use it in for washing.
Hmm.
What's this?
We used to have a bucket of blue made and. A bucket of starch made.
A bucket of starch? Oh, wow.
I've seen them, there's a key.
Yeah, well, what, on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Lots of keys on the ceiling.
There's one.
There's actually two. So,
one, two.
Two keys on the ceiling.
Yeah. Three, four. Knock on the door.
So, Tizey, what would you do? How would you use the starch? Was that after you'd done the washing? Would your clothes go into a bucket of starch?
The ones that you wanted to make big stiffs.
Yeah.
I found some more history.
Go on.
Just
a minute. Let Tizy talk.
It came in hard pieces, and then you used to put boiling water on it, and it used to go soft, and then you used to make it as, you know, if you wanted just light starching.
Or like heavy, or like more. Right? So you put more or less in it, would you, depending on what you wanted?
Yeah.
Right. You know, you're saying, like, you walk 3 miles each way to school.
Yeah.
Was that, like, muddy walk, or was it along...
Oh, yes, muddy walk.
And it was, like, muddy, was it?
Yeah.
Imagine doing that in the pouring...
We had to go in our clogs.
Right.
What are clogs?
Clogs are, like,
Clogs?
No, clogs are shoes. They're, like...
With wooden bottoms and iron corkers on.
Yeah, so they'd have a wooden bottoms, and then they'd have, like, bits of iron around the edge.
Can I tell you what I'm going to tell you?
Just a minute.
In the post office place where we used to have the post office, there is a pair of clogs.
Is it okay if Alex goes and looks? Is it all right if Alex has a look to see if he can see them? Is it all right if Alex looks to see if he can see them?
Yeah, they're on the shelf.
Go and have a look and see if you can see the pair of clogs.
Bethany, come with me. Grandma Tiny said she still had some clogs and
she'll
let
me
do that.
When we were... On a Friday afternoon, I'm doing this course at nursery with Bethany. And when we were in nursery yesterday, she was... Well, one of the things she was doing was dressing up. Yeah. And she found a pair of wooden Dutch clogs, you know?
Oh, yes, I know.
All out of wood. Yeah. And so she put those on, and she was running around nursery in those. And what a racket! Oh,
I've seen the clogs, and I've seen one of the gas candles.
Ah, very good.
Leslie's still looking.
Right, so you've seen the clogs. Imagine walking to school in those, walking 3 miles.
Well, they were big.
Yeah.
They were quite comfortable, actually.
Were they?
Unless a corker came off or something like that was a nuisance then.
Yeah. Yeah. Alex, can you reach them or not?
If
you can, will you bring me one?
Okay.
I'll shut this door. Alex, try and reach. If you can't reach it, don't worry. He had this Victorian day on Monday, and honestly, he came home so full of it. You know, he was just like talking all the time about different things. He's, and they have them writing on slates.
Oh, yes, I have a slate.
You have a slate, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mum?
Yeah.
There was 2 gas candles.
Right.
I seen the second one, but
right.
I couldn't reach them.
Donna wants to see the clogs.
Can you have a look at a clog? Can I have a look at a clog, please?
I've never seen clogs.
Not like Tizy's describing, no.
Can I feel them?
Yeah. Right.
Mammy used to wear them on
Monday. She used to walk to school in them as well.
Our sizes.
Right. Was wash day on a Monday?
That's right.
Right.
All your Sunday things were...
All right, Bethy.
So on a Sunday, so you.
Oh, you had better things on a Sunday.
You had to get dressed up on a Sunday.
Genuine mud on them, and logs.
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 Oh wow! Right.
Dad, come and take a look at
so
the two.
So they're heavy.
Yes.
Granddad wore them.
Dogs.
Frank's just have thicker wooden soles than them. Zipper.
So they've got wooden soles with iron.
Are they wood, ma'am?
Iron around the edge.
Are they wood?
The edge?
Yeah, they have.
Yes, they are.
Metal
yep.
around the edge.
Yeah. And Frank used to take bits of broken corker and fill it in there to prevent it wearing too much.
He never did that.
No, right. Frank did because he was doing rough work.
Right. No, Alex was really, really chatting about Victorian days.
Ah, right.
He was, but he's just gone off the
You can
the
take
bottom.
Him into there.
And then what were called clasp clogs.
They were what?
Clasp.
Right.
Because the clasp.
Dad, come and see the handle.
Frank's didn't have clasps, he had the clog wangs.
But when we went to school, we had modern ones.
Did right, you? So these ones just slipped on, yeah?
And then clipped.
Oh, is that a clip there?
Yeah.
A metal. Oh, yeah, a metal clip. Right, so yeah, they'd open up with a metal clip. And I'd always imagine clogs as not being. Totally closed in. I'd always imagine them to be sort of closed at the front.
No,
and
that's
then...
the modern way.
Right.
That's the modern idea.
Right.
Like mules.
Right. Yeah, more like mules,
so,
whereas these are closed in.
Dutch clogs were completely made of wood.
I know, Bessie had a pair on yesterday.
High back. They didn't have a high
no.
back, but they had a little bit of back.
Yeah.
They didn't have a high back, but they were Dutch.
When we went
yeah.
to school, we had it, they were like nearly like boots that we had that came across. With about 5 buttons up.
Oh, right.
But Frank's had clog wangs, and that was big, long leather laces.
Right, so they had lace
came up.
Up
higher.
Right.
A little bit higher.
More
like a boot.
Right. Oh.
A hat.
So whose hat was this?
Boy's hat. Hey!
That's mine.
Tizey, whose hat was that?
The vicar's.
Right.
Oh dear.
It just about fits him as well.
It's out of the cases.
Yes, I got it to show him.
Yeah.
Hey!
But
it was.
Your head is too small.
Oh dear.
I thought he only borrowed it.
He was the first vicar that was here when we came.
Right.
Right.
What
right.
do you call him?
That's it.
Mr. Hall.
Hall, that's right.
You two.
You two, stop
Bethany,
making.
Will you stop it?
I'll put it back. I'll put the clogs back.
Thank you. Get the glasses on. Thank you.
I'll do it.
Do you know where they were?
No.
They were on the yes. shelf mat at the back.
I know that.
I mean, we've sort of talked about no electricity and walking to school and things like that. Alex is just, he's just...
The like cheese making was one of the most interesting things, I think. You used to make cheese, didn't you?
Yeah.
And that's one of the most interesting things because it's something I've never seen. I've seen you make butter, but I don't know anything about the cheese other than what you've told me.
No.
So how did you do cheese? I mean, I'm totally, I've no idea.
In the first place, you used to have to put the rennet to it.
Right, so you'd have your milk, yeah? Is that right?
It's out of the milk, in a
right.
sense.
Right.
And it was usually from the new calves.
All right.
Ones that you got the
That you got the, yeah.
And they used, and then they got it, that they used to sell it in bottles. And so much of the rennet made a lot of cheese, if you will.
Yeah.
And you put that in, and then it used to go into a sort of, you'd have said it had gone sour, and then let all the whey out, what
right.
we call the whey.
Right.
And it was quite nice to have a
drink.
Play.
Yeah.
And and that, but you couldn't use it all, and the cows, the calves and that got
a lot of it.
Got the way.
Right.
Nothing really was wasted that way. Everybody got something out of it.
Yeah.
And then it went into a curdiness, and you minced it up and then put it in a bag as far as I can take, and then put it in a
like a press? Would it be a press, a cheese press sort of thing?
And it was put into that. But it was first, when it was got into curds, what they call curds and whey, and then you used to take the whey off and the curds was left, and you put a bit of salt and that to that.
Right.
And whatever you did with it.
Yeah.
That way. And then you put it into the
cheese press.
Cheese press.
Yeah.
And it was pressed in there, and then you had to take it out. And after you take it out, and it was in a nice cheese piece.
Yeah.
You used to have to keep turning them for quite some time to keep them
ripening. So what, would you turn them every week or every few days?
Well, every day.
Every day, right.
At first. Yeah.
Right.
And then you used to get, you know, they're in different stages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Gosh. So then, how long did you have to, like, how long would you keep them for, like,
well, we used to keep them right round till, because we didn't do it in winter. Because
right, so you'd have like a cheese making time, and then you keep
just
it
when you've plenty of milk.
Yeah,
and then that was in the summertime.
Right,
and then in the winter you used your cheese and you kept them. And only one burst, you had to use that one quick.
Right, so they used to burst, did they, sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
Right.
If some whey got left in that shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
It would burst.
Did that make like a soft cheese or a hard?
Hard cheese.
A hard cheese. Right. Right. Wow. Oh, Matt is now talking to Alex about old style cameras and things. He is just so, you know, I mean, I hope you don't mind, because it's just like, you've got so many things that he's just like, you know, really interested in. It's just,
there's quite a lot of photos being taken with that.
Yeah. Yeah. What about, how did you keep meat? So you didn't have a fridge, obviously. So how would you keep, you know, because you'd obviously kill pigs and...
Oh, yes, we used to cure that.
Right.
Used to make the ham and the flitches and that sort of thing.
So would you have those, like, you'd put those in salt and then you'd hang them up,
salt,
is that right?
Salt pizza.
Right.
To rub it in, and then it was left so long in there, and then you used to have to dry it.
And then would you hang it up? Is that how
it was hung up, and then we used to put it in the bags to keep the flies off it and that sort of thing.
Right. But what about other meat? What, you know, meat that you couldn't cure? How?
Well, we used to get the meat on a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and then we would cook it on the Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and then the cold meat on the Monday,
right?
And then the stuff that was left over, it was made into a tatty ash for the
Tuesday, right?
And then you got another lot then,
right? What about if you had a lot of meat, if you presumably if you killed, you know, if you had a cow
No, we didn't kill cows.
You didn't, right.
No. Odd time killed a sheep.
Right.
And then they used to salt that thing for sawmill. Right. It wasn't salted permanently.
Right.
But if you kept salt and that on it, and it kept fortnight or 3 weeks.
Right.
Or like that.
What was the one... There was one, wasn't there, that you used to keep under fat or something?
Hey?
Was the one that you used to keep under a layer of fat? You know, you'd cook...
Oh, yeah. You could do that, yes.
So how would you do that? What would you do that with?
That was when you had the... When you killed the pig.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of meat that you couldn't use...
Right away.
...then and there.
Yeah.
So all the nice pieces were cut up into squares, you know, bits
yeah.
and bobs, and stewed, put in with the gravy.
Right.
And then a big layer of fat on the top.
Right.
And it was put away in a big dish. And it would last like that for quite some time.
Right.
Put it in the cold dairy.
Yeah.
And then you had to let the fat come away from the side or anything like that, or it was finished.
Right.
But if you wanted, you could take some out and then seam it up again.
All right. Ah, gosh.
But you sealed it up with the fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
The fat we used to get off the pig, we used to have a leaf of fat used to come out, and we used to render it down, and that made the lard.
Right.
And so
what, you'd sort of boil it and boil it, is that what you'd do?
No, you did it in the oven.
You did it in the oven? Ah, right.
And you took the fat off it, you know, when it... And then you let it go into set, and you kept that, and it kept a long time in that, when it was just the pure fat, and that was our lard,
right?
And that was what the lard came from, how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't get the lard now. We don't have any.
No, no.
I don't think there is lard now.
Yeah, there is.
Well, there's very little. But
yeah, you don't...
It was just saying in the paper that there's very little of it used now.
Yeah, you don't... Do you know, my mum still uses a little bit in pastry.
Yes, but it's often a make-up that they have.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it probably is.
So, anyhow, we used to use that for our pastry and that sort of thing.
Right.
And when we did the bacon, we kept the bacon fat, and we used to use that to make pies and that sort of thing with.
Right.
It was almost like pastry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we used to make cakes with it as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, you said so much lard.
Yeah,
so
you put the bacon fat.
Yeah.
Right.
Gosh. Well, you didn't put any salt to things at that time.
No. No. Isn't it? I mean, it's just amazing how much things have changed. You know, we've gone from that, we've gone to microwaves, we've gone to... And yet we still never seem to have time for things. It's crazy.
Yes, but you do different things now.
I suppose. Yeah.
And I mean... You're a carpenter, you just run something over.
Yeah.
Whereas we had to get down on our knees and wash the floor.
Yeah. Well, were they stone floors mainly?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Some were sandstone and some were, you know, all sorts of different stones that way.
Yeah.
I was mostly brought up with slate stone.
Right. Did you say about spring cleaning, so would you have like a time in the year when everything had to be properly cleaned?
Yes. It would be on now, you'd be spring
cleaning
now.
So you clean, really give everything like a good clean.
When you're changing from the winter things to the summer things.
Right.
You see, we had blankets.
Yeah. Well, I even remember having blankets when I was little. You know, there was no quilt. We had blankets at first.
Yeah.
When I was little. We always had blankets at school. Didn't have quilts at school at all. So I suppose they all had to be, like, aired or whatever.
Washed and aired.
Washed and aired, yeah.
But we just did it the once a year.
Yeah. Yeah. What were your mattresses? Were they feather? Did you have feather beds?
Yes, we had feather beds.
Right. Do you know, I can remember my granddad having a feather bed.
Hey.
I can remember my granddad having a feather bed.
Yeah. You used to have to turn them every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they were nice.
Yeah. Bet they were warm.
Yeah. Well, you see, we used to have the geese. We'd kill the geese at Christmas.
Yeah.
So all the best feathers were kept out for that.
Right. So did you not have turkey at Christmas?
Pardon?
Did you not have turkey at Christmas?
Well, not at first we didn't.
Right.
But we got turkeys later on.
Right.
But in the beginning we just had the geese and the ducks.
Right.
And the chickens.
Right.
For Christmas. Be done up different altogether in those days. There was the blood that you saved the blood that they when they killed them.
Oh, right.
You saved that and you made a plum pudding, but
a black pudding.
And you put that in the goose and you put the wings in, you clean them and put them
right.
In. Clean the feet and put them in.
Gosh.
Clean the head and put that in. And all that was a nuisance was that head.
Yeah.
All the little feathers you had to get off and skin all the mouths. And
oh, heck.
Oh, it was a job was doing them. And they were all put inside the goose.
Right. So then it'd cook with those inside. And would you eat?
Because those were the giblets that they wanted. That was another meal they had with that, you see.
Right.
That was the giblets.
Gosh. Now we just throw those away. It's just like, you know.
Yes, people will do now.
Yeah.
And you don't put the head in. You don't.
No.
You don't put it. And the feet were cleaned and put in. The skin used to come off. They used to skin them, and they used to put them in. Everybody enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's amazing now.
No, it's amazing. I mean, I just think now we take so much for granted nowadays. It's unbelievable, really. So many kids don't eat, they're not even aware of how, you know, how things used to be. I mean, it's, as I say, Alex is interested, but so to so many kids, it's just like...
You're just pretending to
them. Yeah, yeah. You know, it didn't really happen.
But, you see, Alex is here, and he can see what... There is things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you've still got so many things around that, you know, he's pretty much aware, isn't he, of, you know. What sort of things would you, like, get for Christmas, and what would you, you know, like, what would you be given for Christmas?
Well, we used to get apple and orange and nuts in our stockings, and whatever present they were giving us, a doll or a little, whatever was coming, and we got that. But if you had a doll, you didn't get another doll, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Yeah.
Except that ones of mine got left out in the garden, and it was never found for ages. It was such, it was no good when we got it. So there was another one at Christmas, you see.
Right.
But, and then when the toys started coming, that you used to wind them up and then they used to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we got one of them each.
Right.
Christmas. Gillies was a postman that was walking his thing.
Oh, right.
He used to walk, and I had a horse, and it used to go round and round.
Right.
I can remember them.
Right. Did you have a Christmas tree? Or not? Or
well, we didn't have for a long time.
Right.
But we used to have a kissing bunch.
All right. So what was that? Was that mistletoe?
Well, it usually had mistletoe in, because the ones down at Tenbury, Worcester, you know, that
yeah.
Our relations down there, she used to always send us
a sprig of mistletoe.
A little box with mistletoe in.
Right.
That was our Christmas present from her.
Mm.
And then we used to be able to get the
holly.
Holly.
Yeah.
So we used to have that, and he used to hang it up. And if you got under that, and somebody kissed you, like, you know that.
Excellent.
Did you
have, like, other people round for Christmas, or was it just, like, your family, or did you...
We did have other people pop in.
Yeah. But you didn't, like, have, like...
No, we used it New Year.
Right.
But Christmas was more or less our own.
Yeah.
Although odd ones used to pop in, just, you know, from the neighbours round about, Well, there wasn't that many neighbours, but there was a few neighbours round about.
Mm.
We used to see one another then.
Mm. Yeah, it's just changed so much over the years, hasn't it? I mean, it's amazing the changes you've seen. I was saying to Matt the other day that we got a telephone just before I went away to school, so I must have just been nearly five. I can remember getting it. I can remember it was a big occasion, you know, we got a telephone.
Yeah.
And we had a party line, because there weren't enough lines in Askham.
That's right.
So we had a party line. And it meant that if somebody else was on the phone, you from the other house, you couldn't use it. You had to wait till they'd finished, and then you'd pick the phone up and press this button and then dial. And we got it so that Mum and Dad could keep in touch with me at school.
Yeah.
And, you know, nowadays, it's so rare that you go anywhere where there isn't a phone, and we've all got mobiles, and, you know, it's just amazing.
Everybody's in touch with one another.
All the time, just like that. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, now, using the computer, I can speak to people around the world on the computer.
Can you really?
You know, I've got people I talk to over in America, and it doesn't cost me anything. It only costs me my bill for, you know, connecting the computer, which is what I pay anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could chat, if I wanted to, I mean, I don't, but I could chat all day for nothing.
Yeah.
And it's like better quality than the telephone. It sounds like they're in the room with you.
Yeah.
Quite often, you know, it's...
That's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. It's very good. And I haven't bothered with Braille books for years because I get everything now like on the computer and or I can get a print book and I can scan it and then listen to it, you know,
yeah.
Because Braille's so big, and I haven't bothered with Braille books for years. And I've just now rejoined the Braille library because of Alex and Bethany so that I can read children's books to them.
Yeah.
And when I was first in the Braille library, there was hardly any choice of children's books. There was, you know, very few.
Yeah.
And now they've got a lot more. They've got an awful lot more.
Fancy. Yeah.
But even something as small as an Enid Blyton book is, you know, in a
yeah.
big Braille one that takes up so much space.
It's amazing, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Yes, when you sent what does he say? I'm trying to say what I want to say half the time.
What, a letter?
When they used to come round with them.
Telegram.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. I used to bring telegrams round.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did they send, so if you were sending a letter, say, did you have, like, you must have had post.
Yeah. Oh yes, we post every morning, except Sunday, of course.
Yeah. I suppose it just took longer to get from A to B.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Was it not?
No. It's a lot quicker than it is these days.
All right. Gosh. Second class.
Yeah. Right. And if we wanted, when we were on the farm, away, like I was saying, 3 miles away from places. It was, we used to put one up in the window, and if the postman hadn't anything for us, and he saw that, he'd come in and
it'd
get
still
it.
Come in, oh right!
And it would pop off then.
Gosh.
Because he was going home. So
yeah, yeah. I suppose you made all your own clothes, did you?
Not the whole, no.
No?
Used to do quite a lot, but dressmakers used to do things.
Oh, right.
There was very little made before you. If you know, you couldn't go and buy just anything out of a shop. All your nighties, all your skirts, all your underskirts, and you used to knit your this and that and the other, you know.
Mm. Mm.
Things used seems to last you a lot longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd have to, wouldn't they, really?
Oh, they did do as well. You had to look after your things. And, and everything was darned or mended.
Yeah. Now if it gets a hole, it just goes often, doesn't it?
And with Gilly and me, we'd get dresses alike, and then mine would be hers, and then many a time hers was made up and I wore hers because it was let out and so that it could do that.
Oh, right.
With two shantoon dresses. There were skirts and blouses, and they lasted us for a long time, did them?
Did they?
Right. And that was how they were done.
So they were made so they could be altered, so yeah. There was like extra material in them.
Yeah.
Right.
The skirts were, the shantoo was right up to the top partly, and then it was let down and...
Right, yeah. Yeah.
When you first got it, had a big tuck in or something sort of.
So it could be altered?
So that it could let out, you know, a big seam in or something, big M in or something. There's some velvet dresses had big M's in, and they kept getting less and less.
Yeah. Did you know when you were at school, did you have to take your dinner to school with you, or was the dinner at school?
No, we used to take our dinner.
You had to take it with you?
I used to have to carry the basket.
So you had a basket with your dinner in?
Yeah. And Zella, Gilly never bothered. She was too small. And she was
right.
I was always the big one and could do these things, but she was always small and couldn't. And it was look after Gilly and see to Gilly and look after Gilly.
Yeah.
And I can always remember when she started courting, I said, well, I've finished looking after Gilly now. I can always remember saying that to them.
Yeah. Someone else could have the job.
They could have the job then.
Yeah.
But when we went out as young ones, see to Gilly and, you know.
Right.
Proper nursemaid, I was. And she never resented it either.
No.
I think you would have thought, oh, I can't be bothered with having her always fussing after me.
Yeah, looking after me, yeah. What about on the farm, you know, like when you were doing, say, I presume you did hay making and stuff like that?
Oh, I used to look at baking outside for them.
Yeah.
But Gilly didn't. She used to look after with Mother and do this and that and the other. But, we can do with Daisy out today.
Right.
Daisy can do so and so for us if you can spare her, or I could go.
Yeah.
And it used to suit me as well.
Yeah, you like being outside. What sort of, what sort of machines did they have? Did they have much in it, or did you have to do it like mainly by hand sort of thing?
No, we had some machines. There was the thing that would turn the hay over and make it that way, and the one that would scale it, and another that would plait it up and make it into so that we could either put it in talking to cops, as we used to call
yeah.
it. And if it was fit to take, well, they just put it in these rows and then carry it from there to the cart.
Right. Right.
They cart it between these two rows.
Yeah. And then load it all up. Mm-hmm. And then just load the cart up with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise, it was in these cocks and they used to get them on and put the book onto them. Jim was very good at loading.
Was he?
Excellent, I think. Used to get it wherever he went to help.
Right, he used to always end up doing that, did he?
Hey?
He always used to end up doing that, did he?
Yeah.
Right.
And he liked it because it was outside and... But, oh, mooing the hay when you got it in and you had to put it on into the booze. Oh, but...
So what did you have to do there? What was that?
You used to have to paddle it down and make it... keep it straight and... Oh, dear. Don't get it out of you. You're getting it too far out and...
Right.
Go and do it so and so, and then you paddle it down, get it shoved down.
Right.
Hard work on that.
Yeah.
But the youngsters used to get it to do.
Right, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The young lads that was, if they were just beginning to go on the farm, like what they used to call the, it was good to say it then, I can't say it now.
Right. So they'd have to do like the hay.
You used to have to, you were on the hay mow and you used to keep it down and keep it straight. And,
right.
And then the next one was, put. They were in the barns, you see.
Mm-hmm. So that was all done in the barns. That was done in the barns,
yeah.
Was it? Right.
Well, if they got more of them would go into the barns, they used to make a big stack outside.
Mm-hmm. Did they use? I presume they used horses for like in the fields and things.
Yeah. Right. Horses and carts.
Right. And did the horses used to... Did you use a plough, like, with the horses or anything?
Yes.
Like, yeah, right.
Everything was good with the horse.
Right.
Rolling and... Oh, everything was done with the horse.
Right.
When we were farming, anyhow.
Mm.
And then they have to break the young horse in.
Oh, yeah.
We used to call them the stags.
Right. So did you have much to do with the horses, or was that like...
Not a lot, but I did ride them and that sort of thing.
Right.
Because we used to have riding horses as well.
Yeah.
And trap horse. Used to always have a trap horse that could
so you'd have a horse and trap to take you if you were going like
well he used to take us to the market to the
right.
station and then they used to put on the train and go to Millom from Bootle.
Is that where you'd sell is that where you'd have your market and things and you'd sell things?
Yeah. He used to sell the butter and eggs there.
Right. So I presume, like, you'd make your own butter as well, then?
Oh, we made our own butter. Mother was a very good hand at making butter.
Was she? Right.
And she always got prizes at the shows and that.
Right.
But we never got to that stage, was Gilly and me.
No.
Because she was capable of doing it all the time, you see.
Mm.
We learned to make the butter. We did the butter when, you you know, it was just ordinary.
Yeah.
Dinner is ready whenever.
Right, okay. Sorry, I kept tidy it's Gavin. Right. She probably hasn't eaten a thing or two.
Yep. And I better take you down there now.